Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Did they tell you about the 5-second rule?
What's your go-to flirting?
The 5-minute rule.
Oh, yeah, that's not creepy.
I wouldn't mind seeing you again.
Yeah, oh, that's cute. Oh, yeah. Thanks so much.
I don't feel like it's better than what I normally say.
Which is?
Just yucky. I text them, yucky. I don't want to do this anymore.
Straddle the damn gator.
He straddled
got
it.
Later for that.
Slide into bed with us starting right now.
Welcome to Nightly Pop. Nina and Hunter are here as always. Yeah. So what more could you ask for? Let's get started, you guys. Bachelor in Paradise premiered last night, and supervillain Queen Victoria is back. She came in with lots of confidence and showed everyone her secret weapon.
I need the guy to come to me. So, wait, did I tell you about the 5-second rule? You smile to, like, initiate the guy to come over. You literally have to do 5 seconds. And then you'd come over.
Happy for them, though.
I was gonna wait for the curtain.
Yeah. Something like that.
That seriously all sucked.
This is my least favorite type of girl.
Yeah.
The 5-second girl?
Just the girl that thinks she's got it under control. And you're like, girl, just stop trying in any way. It's just not my type of vibe. But, like, do you guys have flirtatious moves you go to?
I have none. I have no flirtatious moves. I've already, we've talked to.
You have, we've
talked about this. I'm not a good flirter. I'm too blunt to be a good flirter.
But that is your flirting, is to be, like, blunt. You're also, you pick on people when you're flirting with them, for sure.
I do.
That's what you think.
Yeah, you pick on me a lot.
Because you want that to be the reality.
No, that's not how I flirt.
That is how you flirt. You'll often say, oh, Hunter, shut up. You say that when you flirt.
No, that's because I mean it.
Whatever. I like the 5-minute
sorry,
rule.
Are we supposed to have a conversation with him with a zipper like this?
It's very Havana Nights to me.
Havana Nights.
That's what it is.
I just wanted to know what the vibe was. Okay.
I think it's
do it a little
okay
lower
vibe.
If you want, get some pectoral action happening.
Oh, there's not a lot of pectorals
I know
to get.
I know yeah? he opens it more.
Yeah,
I should have remembered.
He loves it.
Yeah.
Well, okay, since you're unzipping, what's your flirt? Like, what's your go-to flirting?
The 5-minute rule.
Oh, yeah, that's not creepy.
Stare at a woman for 5 minutes. Don't break eye contact once. If she looks away, she looks away. You keep looking. If she leaves, follow her.
Oh, okay.
That's what you learn from the men in the shower.
Yeah, I learned it from them. I think the honest truth is what staring does is it breaks the ice, and it shows him that you're interested.
Yeah.
That's it.
I tend to break the stare. I'm like, what the f*** is happening? I break the stare. I'm like, what the f*** is he looking at? Like, I get, like, nervous.
Defensive first?
Not defensive. Just, it makes me nervous. I'm like, what's happening?
I get that. I understand that.
I'm like, I'm out. And then I leave. I'm like, I'm out of here.
I'm with you. If you are not feeling it and nobody is making the actual physical effort to come up to you, that's on them.
Yeah, that's how I feel. They all went to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird.
Oh, but then that's also a less threatening way to get to you. But if you are going to make the move of hitting up the friend first, then you do need to transition to the original target.
Oh, yeah. Wow. This sounds real.
That's
always, like a military play.
I always start with the friend, but then it's bad.
Morgan's
because
like, flanking left.
She got real serious. You know, you do give good relationship and like, flirting tips.
Thank you.
You
I
do.
Appreciate that, Nina.
You are great. Morgan will be at music class with Ro and be, like, whispering to Ro, look at him, turn away. Turn away.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, she already has a boyfriend. Shout out to Asher. It's okay.
Asher?
Asher is, I cannot wait till they go to their first dance. Yeah, they're so cute.
Oh, my gosh.
No, and Ro is, that bitch scares me. She scares the shit out of me. She's like squawking now. Anyway, James Bond is living up to his 00 nickname. According to the Daily Mail, Daniel Craig reportedly said in a new interview that inheritances are distasteful, and he's not leaving his vast fortune to his children. Wow. Would you guys be, okay, if you both have massive empires by the end of your life, well, you will, because we manifest on this show, and you have children, do you leave money to them? Or do you say, I had to work for this myself? You figure it out.
Mm. Good question.
I don't know what's more likely for me, the vast fortune or the children.
By the way.
He's the type of guy who says this. And then we'll also pay for his kids' college, start to finish. We'll, like, invest in, like, a business that they do. He's just not going to leave them a big inheritance, which is how I feel.
The way you raise them is the most important thing.
Like, you can be very wealthy and not give your kids everything.
Amen.
You know, you can be very wealthy and give them a simple birthday instead of hiring, you know, spending millions of dollars on the flower wall that we've seen with, like, a lot of these celebs with, like, the kids don't give a shit.
It's a prom, and you're like, this is for the adults.
I had, like, two guys dressed in spandex come to one of my birthday parties dressed as Power Rangers one year, and that was the coolest birthday party I had forever.
That's
Morgan's going to hire the original Power Rangers and the prop department to come.
I don't think she's going to spoil Ro
I'm
like
not
that.
I'm going to spoil Ro the way I was spoiled, which was, I'm a well-adjusted human with a strong work ethic. I get up every day and work and want to.
The work part, yes.
I'm a well-adjusted All right. Was that in your routine from earlier?
No, and I mean, look, do you know what a gallon of milk costs?
Yes. Gary?
Gary? Why are you asking Gary?
I haven't been to the market because of COVID in a long time.
Right, because of COVID, she hasn't been in eight years.
And that's not saying there's anything wrong with that, but it's
But I go and pay for my own groceries when I do buy the gallon of milk, which is like $2. Is it $2? All right, fans of the Potomac Housewives have been debating this for years. Giselle is dragging Wendy over her new body and thinks it's making Wendy act out. But did she go too far?
I feel like your personality is slightly different.
I've seen more of your body parts in the past month than I have the entire time I've known you.
Yeah, the difference is clearly I had my boobs done.
Having nothing to do with that.
You've been a little more like, drop it like it's hot, booty pop it. You know, just, I feel like the Wendy I met last year was not that loose.
What's a good question?
Damn, those women, I mean, why is it their business? I feel like you can definitely have substance and be sexy. Well, I would not tolerate that if my friends said that to me. They should be happy for her embracing her new body and her new self.
I think friends is a stretch.
There you go.
I don't think friends say those types of things.
No, I don't think friends say those types of things anyway.
Oh.
There you go. You've been acting out, Hunter. You've been feeling yourself too much.
Oh, my God.
But do you understand? Is this not indicative of the conversation we had during the show about my cleavage?
You know what? Point taken.
Point taken. I had my done about three weeks ago. Let me enjoy my boobies.
Touché.
Thank you.
Very
I will
touché.
Zip up, though, because it is chilly.
But yeah, I just think, you know, to me, that didn't feel like concern.
No.
It felt like jealousy.
Yeah.
It felt like they were feeling away because she was feeling herself. She has been glowing the whole season. Her boobs look amazing.
Amazing.
And she's picking clothes that obviously accentuate them. But she looks like a full queen.
Kylie Jenner's on to the next project. She just teased her new swim line on Instagram. She looks amazing as always.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that cut does require a lot of waxing and tucking if you're into that taping.
You would wear something from her line, I feel like.
I would.
You would.
On a good day. Not every day.
You would.
This definitely does take some prep. But, yeah, I probably would. But, like, what else are we expecting from Kylie?
Yeah,
are we expecting a full covered suit?
Did you look at some of the swimsuits that she was kind of
Did you do the research on
that? Yeah, I looked at a bunch of them. And then I was like, oh, let me get one more peek. I think this is like a mommy collection for, you know, bathing suits. She's like
a mom.
Mommy
collection.
I think it's good. This is for young moms to wear.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if all of these are what she was teasing or if these are just her in bikinis. Because I think some of these, like this one, I think is actually going to be part of the collection, which it is beautiful. It is a lot of work to do that.
A lot.
That's a lot of work.
A lot.
It's not for me. It's not for your girl.
No, I get it.
Let me tell you something. I cannot wear the things that, like, women your size can wear without looking like a porn star. If I wore spaghetti straps.
Forget it.
Like, you would wear a spaghetti strap dress, it would be fine. Nobody would be, oh, she looks beautiful. If I wear a spaghetti strap dress, it's like, what porn is she in? Like, it's very... it is aggressive.
Spaghetti straps, though, turned me into Lady and the Tramp, you know?
Yeah. Was that in
there? Are you crazy?
Was that off the cuff? You know what I love about those little one-liners? They always line up with us taking a break.
Please. I'm so thankful.
All right, we do have to take a break, but coming up, two sexy stars get drastic makeovers, but some fans are saying, oh, hair, no. Oh. That's next.
That is good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back with a hairy debate. First up, people are losing their after NFL cutie Travis Kelce shaved off his...
NFL what?
That was not good. Wow. Travis, I'm not a huge football fan, but you need to grow that back. Wow.
Let me preface this by saying I know Travis's girlfriend. I love her. That's my girl. She has even made jokes and said that she was like, I'm going to stand beside him during this time. So, and then he changed his Twitter obvi to a marker going over his face.
Which is funny. So
they are obviously in on the joke. That being said, yes, the beard is preferred. If you have gone in any comments on any blogs that have posted about this, women are losing their shit about it.
Losing.
But I think the bigger conversation is men are always talking about women wearing hair extensions and makeup, but these beards hide quite a bit.
If
like a lot of you would be screwed without these beards.
Should we point out who would that? Listen, I will say the beard does help a lot. Jordan needs a beard, no question. There is
and
no
it's okay,
world.
Like, that's okay. I'm sure he's accepting of that.
And Hunter needs that beard too.
What is the next story?
Do you want to? Would you do this? Would you do a Travis and go barefaced?
I get so many DMs from women. A lot of the gay guys who DM me like it, but a lot of the women go, you should shave your beard. Mm. And I've realized, I used to care, and I realized that's one of the things that I don't care about anymore. It's like when a woman says, I don't wear this for you, I
right.
wear this for me.
Right.
The beard is for me. It makes me happy.
Look at your growth.
And
look
also,
at me.
Look at you becoming a whole human being.
And also, that's just the wrong advice. That's strange advice. You should keep the beard. The beard helps you. It adds to your appeal. All right, next we have Justin Theroux's stripper cop stash. It's for a role, and commenters are saying it makes them tingle in places.
Oh.
Wow.
Are they?
Hot or not? I'm not. This is too cartoon for me. This doesn't look real, yeah. Not hot.
No, I'm not a fan of mustaches by themselves.
No.
If you have a goatee, if you have a beard, a mustache by itself is not my jam.
No, I've done it before, and I actually think I look decent with a mustache, but not good. Decent mm-hmm. is like the best you can get.
You always look like an undercover cop. Always.
Also, of all the
from the 70s.
Of all the facial hair to have as an undercover cop, that's the worst one. That's a dead giveaway.
Beards over everything. Just
agreed.
So men know.
Beards and height.
Beards and height. Those are the two.
It's
most,
true.
That's really gets
it's
you
true.
Far. All right.
You have a 6 foot with a beard.
you
pretty much get what you want.
It's not a lie.
I've gone on dates where women have said, "Oh, you look taller on television."
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I go, "Well." At
you
least
look
I'm on television.
All right, moving on. A lot of touche points for you tonight. I got to adjust this. All right, moving on. Love is not in the air for a couple on Lad Bible's new dating show, Honest Dating. Arnie and Celine had their first date on camera, and this is how it ended.
Would you both like to go on another date?
I wouldn't mind seeing you again.
Yeah, I'll ask you. Oh, yeah. Thanks so much. Yeah, I think you're very nice. I feel like you're really nice. I would love to, let's just keep chatting and see what happens.
That's the most vague answer ever.
Just say no.
That wasn't vague, because it wasn't vague. He doesn't want to go out with you, girl, and just be like, oh, that's a no, move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you dragging the
people
misery
always,
out?
Someone told me a long time a maybe is a no.
That's a good point. He also did the anti 5 second rule. where he didn't look at her for more than 5 seconds at any given point.
Also, I mean, he is a really sweet guy at heart because, like, he really did try to not hurt her feelings and just mumbled through it for a long time. When he could have just been like, I think you're wonderful. I think you're a beautiful girl. I just don't feel a connection. Instead,
not feeling connection is a great way to say I'm not feeling you.
Right.
Without insulting that person, saying you're not attractive. Yes, that's actually, I'm going to use that.
Not feeling
connection is actually a great excuse because no one can really argue with connection.
No.
You can say, oh yeah, I am. And there have been times where I have been attracted to someone, but the chemistry is just not there.
Yeah.
And for me, I need chemistry to go forward with anything.
In everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's better than what I normally say.
Which is?
Just yucky. I text them, yucky. I don't want to do this anymore.
All right, Nina is obsessed with this next story. It's children's birthday party, a nightmare.
You guys have to look, oh my God!
An alligator handler in Utah got into big trouble when one of her gators snapped down on her hand. So luckily, one of the guests jumped in and saved her.
Look at this.
Uh-oh, we want me here. We got trouble in here.
That's good. Triangle choke, triangle choke.
Look at him hop in the water. He's a guest. That's a guest.
Is it?
Yes, he doesn't work there.
She's dead.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine being number two right there? Best birthday of your life.
I'm not ready to talk. That was extremely traumatizing.
First of all, where's everybody who works there? Somebody said we got trouble and there's alligators. Someone should be around.
He was
out. God bless him. This guy is a full-on hero.
Yeah. Yes, like, he is.
He legit jumped in the alligator tank and held it the like, that's what I'm talking about. Like,
at the alligator reservoir.
That would turn you on more like than a man who's just like, he just jumped into action.
Yeah, yeah. But he didn't have a beard and
would
that's kind of gross.
Would you have jumped in like that?
Don't ask him. He's leaving out the front door.
Me and Morgan are in the alligator tank, and that happens. What are you doing?
Lighting up a cigarette.
I'm number two, baby. I'm number two staring in that tank being like, this is... Get some help, huh? Someone should be here.
You would panic. You would panic like if a roach when the lights came on.
I would legitimately, if it was one of you, I think I would help, but I also am a very fragile man. You know, I don't want to...
You think... You would help means you would not help.
If I had the
He's
same
not helping.
Protective...
He's taking any opportunity to do this show by himself, Chad.
By the way.
If I had the same protective gear she had on, which was plastic gloves, I'd have done it.
Yeah. You know what? On that note, it's so good because here we are lining up with our second break.
Yes!
Thank God.
We have to take one. But coming up, a guy blows his wedding budget on a strip club. Someone tell his fiance it's not too late to back out. Hell to the no is next. Nightly Pop. When you can't handle more internet insanity, we're here to handle it for you. It is time for Hell to the No No. Excited. Let's get into it. All right, first up, a wife caught her husband and his ex-girlfriend sending each other sexual emails. He apologized but refused to cut off communication.
What?
Red flag, sweetie. He claims they now just email about life and work. His wife is worried about an emotional affair. No bitch. Duh. What should she do?
I just love the idea of sexual emails back and forth. Like, if someone says something, and like, what do you mean? And then the guy just gets a little bitter and goes, please see my last email. I said to take your panties off, okay?
A work husband is a thing. Like, it is a thing. You know what I mean?
But do you send sexual emails to your work husband? Right.
No, it's
right.
But you
it's
could.
Hard to say you can't. It's hard to say you can't email your coworker. That's hard, especially in like a regular office.
This is his ex-girlfriend.
And then it's his ex-girlfriend, which apparently he says he feels bad for his wife because she doesn't have a connection with her exes, and he does. And that's why she doesn't understand.
Oh,
what he doesn't understand is you about to get taken for this divorce.
Well, is she? Is he? Because she's the one that's like, what should I do? He's sending sex. If you're sending sexual emails, if your partner is sending sexual emails to somebody who is not you, he is cheating on you.
Yeah.
I also, you can't.
It's that simple. It's so that simple. That girl, get out.
Bye.
Anytime a married man is complaining to a single woman about his relationship, trust me, that is the first stop on the road to cheat bill.
It's okay. So true. You just can't do that. I think that should be a
right.
rule.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. This next woman is considering canceling her wedding. It's because her fiance blew a ton of money at a strip club, even though they are on a tight budget. It was for his bachelor party, but she feels like he should have asked first regardless. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if this is worth ending the relationship because it sounds like this doesn't sound like something premeditated. It doesn't sound like he meant to do this. It sounds like he went to this bachelor party, lost his damn mind for a little bit. He didn't cheat. He just spent a lot of money.
How much money did he spend, do we know?
He spent $320 at a strip club and $280 on food and drinks.
Money?
Bitch, well, I don't know. I don't know. Does that mean I'm out of touch? Because I don't know if that's not a lot of money. I don't know. Someone
like,
else answer that.
Morgan's like, that's 1 gallon of milk.
Yeah.
I mean, I get like she was basically saying that, you know, she's not having a bachelorette, so she was spending all of her money for her hair and nails for the special day.
I'd be furious.
You would?
It's irresponsible. If I am not having a bachelorette party, yeah. I'm not going crazy with my girlfriends. I am trying to maintain the budget that we do have for our wedding.
Yeah.
And I just go and blow money on strippers and food. It's not cool.
No, yeah, it's
you
not
talk
cool.
about it first. Hey, I want to do something. Aren't your friends supposed to pitch in anyway yeah, for your yeah. bachelor party?
I think the good news is he spent $320 or whatever on strippers, which means there's no way he had sex with one of them. You know, he remained fully faithful. You
even
can't
did you get for anything for $300? I've never been to a strip club.
You
really.
Get a dance for about 7 minutes. That's about it, from what I've heard.
What you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't use the ATM there though, child.
Oh,
them fees are crazy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, it's more than $3.
Yes, bitch. It's like Vegas fees at the ATM.
The ATM here.
Come I'm with like, your money.
Yeah, they need $5 for me from this building. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Aren't I giving enough? Crazy.
Sweat and soul and blood, yeah.
Sweat, soul, and blood?
Yep.
Yep.
My new company. It's a workout line.
And this woman could use our help. She accidentally ran over her mean neighbor's cat.
Oh.
All right, then her husband secretly dumped the cat's body miles away because he feared the neighbor would retaliate and make their lives hell. Should she keep quiet or fess up?
Keep quiet, bitch.
Keep so
Don't
quiet.
Don't you say a damn thing. You shouldn't even wrote this in there. They don't know it's you.
Yeah.
No, the fact that the husband disposed of the cat's body miles away, like, they may have committed a crime together before. What would you do?
Dump the body.
I would have just held on to the cat and hoped it had more lives.
Or they could have called the taxidermy cat.
The taxidermy. And sir, I'd like to get a ride out of LaGuardia. Do you have a taxidermy?
What is it with the girl that's stuffing the cat?
Taxidermy. But not taxi.
Taxidermy. Okay.
I'd like to get an Uber dermy, please.
Okay. Oh my God. He's really running with that joke. Oh my God. And guess what?
No, we're not done. I've got more if we're
it's
done.
Every time.
That is all the time we have for tonight, unfortunately. So set your DVRs and we'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.